And now to the forces of nature in the West. So far this year, wildfires have destroyed over 7 million acres in the western United States. Firefighters feared it would be a rough season and armed themselves with a new weapon, a Cobra attack helicopter recycled from the U.S. Army. From member station KPCC in Pasadena, Rob Schmitz reports.
Year after year, says U.S. Forest Service spokesman Matt Mathis, it's the same story. Big fire, lots of homes in its path, and no way to get a good look at it.
In the past, we've had to send somebody up in a small plane. They literally fly around the perimeter of the fire, and they radio verbal reports to the fire bosses on the ground about what they've seen. It just hasn't given us the kind of information that we want.
But now, instead of feeling like blind mice, they've got an eagle-eye perspective.
Jim, we got to get going.
As Stan Kubota calls to his pilot, 100-degree heat rises from the tarmac at the U.S. Forest Service's air tanker base in San Bernardino. Stan's in a hurry.
Well, we have a 100-acre fire that started 2 days ago, and there is an air attack over it that went up around 7 o'clock this morning, and we are going up to relieve them.
Today's fire is a small one, but it gives the Forest Service a good opportunity to test out their newest addition, a Cobra attack helicopter. 3,500 pounds of weapons and ammunition have been stripped off the sleek machine. In their place is a basketball-sized tinted glass container on the aircraft's nose. Inside that are a high-powered infrared camera, a laser-powered global positioning system, and a microwave transmitter. All the better to see and manage the fire, says pilot Jim Bragdon.
And we can now find the perimeter of the fires, map those things, mark the hot spots, send all the information down to the people through a video downlink.
We're going to crank up in a couple of minutes here.
Bragdon and Kubota hop into the only two seats on the Cobra and start the engines. Once the Cobra's in the air and above the fire, its infrared camera will see through the smoke to capture video of the fire's hot spots. GPS coordinates of the perimeter of the fire will be recorded by shooting a laser beam to the ground. A microwave transmitter will feed the images to the airbase 25 miles away, where colleagues can plot a strategy to fight the fire. Eventually, the public will be able to see real-time video of a fire on the Forest Service website. The U.S. Army donated 25 Cobras in all to the Forest Service. The Forest Service paid Oregon-based FLIR Systems $500,000 to retrofit this particular machine. They plan to modify up to 10 more Cobras in the coming years. For California Department of Forestry Aviation Chief Mike Padilla, the Cobra is just part of a high-tech push in firefighting.
Because fires are such a major destruction to the, particularly the western United States, you're seeing more emphasis put on how do we do it and how do we do it better. And technology has always been one of those key things that gives us answers to it. And in this case, we're trying a lot of new ones.
Another new aircraft that excites Padilla is a controversial 747 passenger jet that's been modified to carry 24,000 gallons of water. That's seven times the load carried by today's standard air tankers. The plane may cost upwards of $20,000 an hour to operate, and skeptics don't believe the heavy jumbo jet will be able to maneuver low enough to be effective. Nonetheless, the FAA is expected to clear the jet for aerial firefighting by early October. California firefighters hope that the combination of Cobra surveillance and 747 water drops will give them the tactical edge over this year's fires. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz.